Well, I come to tell you, thank you, Jesus. Life has already conquered death. There is nothing that we should fear in life. There's nothing we should fear while living life. Life came from the life giver. There's nothing that ever been created, ever will be created, ever will come forth that will rise higher than life. Anybody here? So, God in his wisdom knew that Adam had made a choice that brought death to the human race, and only God could do it. God said, my man Adam, I created to have this, to rule this earth, that all of my blessing will flow upon mankind, that mankind will live on this earth, prosper, succeed, win, live life to the full, overflowing in goodness and kindness, that I'll provide it for them, and this earth will produce everything man needs. There'll be nothing missing. There'll be nothing lacking in him. I will fulfill him and satisfy him, both spirit, soul, and body. He will lack nothing because his spirit is in fellowship with me. My divine life is in his spirit, and I'll fill his mind, and I'll fill his mind with my word, my thinking, so he think like I think. I have given him the ability to act like I act. I've graced him with the power to overcome any opposition. Everything that I created for man, I created him with the capacity and the ability to rule everything. Hello, somebody. But Adam committed high treason. And life was cut off. Because he told him, the day you eat thereof, you shall what? Maybe die. Thou shalt surely die. What did Adam do? He ate thereof. Now, 2,000 years ago, God showed up. How he showed up? He showed up as a man. And only God can do this. Hallelujah. And he said, you can turn that and read with me. This is how he showed up. In the beginning, this is John Gospel. Chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, this is King James, was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. What was in him? Hallelujah. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. So when you and I receive Jesus, we receive life. John tells us in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light did what? Shineth in darkness, and darkness could not hinder it. Listen to the passion. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Life came into being because of him. Life came into being. What do you mean? Man was dead because what Adam did. And life no more existed on earth. Not spiritual life. Man was existing. But life began because of him. For his life is the light of all humanity. Glory to God. And this living expression is the light that bursts through the gloom. The light that darkness could not diminish. With all of Satan's accusation, all his attempts, all of his scheming, all of his deception, that he's trying to bring God's people to a place of silence and fearful and dejected. I come to tell you it's about time you get on fire. Hallelujah. It's time for the fire to burn and the wind blow. Hello. Because God is a consuming fire. Yes, he is. And so, darkness, every time you bring the word of God on the scene, any situations in your life, darkness diminish. Lose its ability and effect to hide what you've been hiding. So I come to tell you, Jesus came here as a man. Hallelujah. So let me answer this question here. So what is life? What is life? Life. Having all God in his fullness. I'm going to say it again. Having God in all his fullness. Where do we find this? We find it in the word of God. Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. John 5:26, New King James says, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself." Hallelujah.